So for the last couple of days, I've been thinking more and more about how I'm using solar power, primarily in helping me with what I do, that is working out and about, documenting, reporting, recording, I guess as a blogger and, as some might say, journalist. When I started thinking about my blogger's dream solar solution, because I don't necessarily think there is something out there now which fits all of my needs and requirements, I also try to think about the kind of person that might use this. I don't like using the term mobile journalist, because journalists should be mobile. There's more and more people out there, be it photographers or people using audio or video bloggers, that like to get out of the office. All these people could need mobile power on the move, and normally we take a vehicle places and we can charge things up from our car charger, but I'm thinking that for me, I'd really like to have a good and decent solar solution. What am I looking for? I guess I can break it down into portability, compatibility, usability, and versatility. So I guess what I mean by portability is I need to be able to carry it around with the other technology that I have. You know, people making this kind of stuff have to remember that it's useless on its own. It's primarily there to power the other stuff you're carting around. And if you're a photographer, that could be an awful lot of kit. The modern kind of blogger might only have a mobile phone. Because I like to edit a little bit of video and have a little bit more control over the editing of video and photographs, I have, you know, been reluctant to let go of a small laptop and have kind of managed to use the iPad. But really, I guess the footprint of any panel and power device shouldn't be any bigger than a 13-inch MacBook Pro, or ideally an iPad. So for me, you could get a damn big panel if it was a folding panel. And I know a lot of people are reluctant to kind of use folding panels because they fear that the cables hidden in amongst the panel through excessive opening and closing can break. But technology is really moving on, and that should be of primary importance, the protection of the connections between cells. So I do think there is a seriously good future in rolling and folding panels, especially with the technology to be able to print solar panels soon to hit mainstream. He says soon to hit mainstream. I don't know how long it's going to take. I seem to be waiting forever. Portability, very important, because if you can't carry this stuff with you or you have to leave it in the car, what's the point? Now, compatibility is a bugbear of mine. There's certain devices on the market that are fantastic for storing the power that you've managed to harvest from the sun. And there are great devices that enable you to harvest from the sun. I don't think one particular company is doing both panels and power supplies that fit my personal needs. But then I'm very fussy. So it would be great if there was a universal adapter across the board so that you could plug certain panels very easily into certain power supplies. Compatibility, really important. Then, of course, you've got Apple to deal with, as I'm primarily using Apple devices, and Apple, you know, being criticised a while back for not being a green company. In my mind, they are still not at all as green as they could be, with just a very, very little bit of effort to dial down their greed. The licensing that they implement on the connectors to their MacBooks and even their iPods is ridiculous. People being asked to pay a lot of dollars for a tiny little plastic unit in licensing before these people have even paid for the plastic unit to then stick it with their device. We want to be able to charge these phones, which are becoming more and more popular. So it really is down to Apple to wise up and say, well, hang on, okay, more and more people want to charge devices. And they might go, well, it voids warranty if you're sticking a non-Apple product into that. Well, you've got ways of telling if someone's blown up your device for stupidity, and I'm sure you won't honour the guarantee if that's what happens. But we need more compatibility. Release your connectors so more devices can plug into your devices, Apple. And people making solar tech, let's try and have the same connectors between panels and batteries. That would be fantastic. I guess I've broached already upon usability in how you need to be able to just plug straight into your device and it works. So some kind of smart recognition of what voltage is needed is great. It needs to be simple. It really does need to be simple. I have already destroyed a £400 sat nav through plugging a solar powered battery into it and not reading the voltage that should have been coming out of it. So it'd be great if there was some kind of protection against that. A good display as well. It would be great to be able to see when I plug my phone into a small device, it's actually counting down how long before the battery is flat as your charge device counts up to show you how long it'll take for it to be full. That would be fantastic. So make it easily usable, make the kind of data easily readable. Then versatility. Now, there are some devices that enable me to charge and power at the same time. I think all devices should be able to do this. It's quite often the moment you think about taking your solar charging device out is the time when you need the power. So I want to be able to plug my phone in, have the device in the sun, of course, protect your phone or your computer or whatever it is you're trying to charge from direct sunlight, even just throwing, you know, a hat over it or something should do that. I don't recommend leaving your tech out in the wilderness for all and sundry to kind of steal if they want or tread on. You know, there are safe places to leave your tech, and panels are coming with longer cables now to enable you to put the panel outside and keep your battery and your tech inside. But it really need to be able to charge and power in line at the same time. I'd also like to be able to charge something via the USB output on these devices and the designated socket, so you can charge multi-devices at once, especially if you've got a pretty hefty power pack that's being trickle charged by the sun. And I need to trickle charge and charge from the device. And I guess the only thing I could add to this would be longevity. Wouldn't it be great if the batteries that we are investing in, whatever technology that they have, nickel metal hydride or whatever's being used, lithium ion, all these polymer batteries that seem to be hitting the market, don't do an Apple and create sealed units that are impossible. And they are getting better at this for you to replace the batteries. But if a battery only has a charge cycle of 1,000 times and you are an NGO or an organisation out in the field, wouldn't it be great if they could come back to you and just buy the cells when the hardware, the computer readout, the cables, everything else is fine? They just need the cells. It would be great to be able to, with a couple of screws, open the back and replace those. So we think of solar as being eco, and there's absolutely no reason to go out and buy it if you don't need it, because that's not very eco at all. But wouldn't it be great if the battery technology could be changed and recycled? Because it doesn't last forever. These are just a few thoughts of what I would like from my ideal little solar device. Right now in the house, I've got three windows of the house that have solar panels kind of sitting on and charging stuff. I have a solar panel outside on the garage roof, a solar panel on the shed roof, and one solar panel in a box doing nothing in the back of the car, I've just realised. What a waste! I just kind of get a bit of satisfaction out of sucking up this free energy. And it'd be nice if our devices could do it exactly how we want to, so that we can continue working out in the field and keep our tech powered up and ready to go. Thanks for listening.